We're in Simin Yud and Hilchas Tzitzis. We'll be doing Sifim Vav and Zion today. So let's begin with Sif Vav. In Koflin es Hatalis, Umatilin Tzitzis al Knofeha, the Tzitzis are supposed to be put on the four corners of this Talis, this Beged. Well, what if you've got this long square Beged, you fold it in half, and then you want to go and put Tzitzis on the folds, meaning what you will now consider the end of your talus, which is really halfway through the talus. All you've done is fold it in half. You'd like to make holes at the middle and put the tzitzis there. Says the Shulchan Aruch that you cannot do that. You cannot put tzitzis while it's folded on it. Says the Ramah, but what you really have to do is put on the four extremes, the four outer corners. Unless, says the Mechaber, you went and sewed it down. Meaning, if you intend on doubling it over, if you intend on taking this large piece of material, doubling it over, sewing it that way, and putting the tzitzis on what will then become the four corners, that's fine. Whereas, if what you're doing is just folding it over, and you haven't sewn it yet, we look at the entire beged as the open, outstretched beged. And by putting it on what you will consider one day the corners, meaning the part that right now was just folded down, you've actually put tzitzis in the middle of the beged, not on the kanaf, not on the side of it. Now, the Ramah goes on and says, V'yesh omrim d'chayovin afilu b'lo tfira. There is an opinion that even if you didn't sew it down, it needs tzitzis at the folds rather than the extremes. The Tov Lasis Lo Tzitzis, Avalo Levarech, says the Ramah, the right thing to do is to put tzitzis there and not make a bracha. The Mishtabur brings that according to Rov Achronim, even though you're folding over the beged and wearing it that way, really what is chayiv would be the four extreme corners when opened up and not the fold, not like the Ramah. The Mishtabur brings down that, let's say you've got a beged that is just impractical for wearing, it's so big. You've got to fold it over. It's not just a matter of taste, but you couldn't wear this beged if you wouldn't fold it over. There are some who say that until you do fold it over, this beged does not need tzitzis altogether. If you fold it over, and if you put tzitzis on the four corners of it without folding it over, then that would be putter altogether. If you fold it over without sewing, it's still not chayiv b'tzitzis. So that particular beged really there's nothing to do with until you sew it up. And the right thing to do then is to sew it. Nishtabur does say that if you have no choice, put on the outer parts of the beged and don't make a bracha on it. The Achronim, in fact, asked the Kasha that when the Ramah says that you should put tzitzis on it and not make a bracha when it's folded and you're putting the tzitzis on the folds, they ask, the Ramah's telling you not to make a bracha, fine, you've got the accomplishment where you didn't make a bracha levatala, but aren't you wearing a beged of four corners and you didn't put tzitzis on it? They therefore say that the right thing is either don't wear this beged, or if you do, put tzitzis on the outer four corners of the beged. And once again, we do not make a bracha on such a beged if your intent is to wear it folded only. What you've got to do is sew it. Now, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch says that if you do sew it, then you can put tzitzis on the folded part because it's sewn down. Elyon came tofra kula, unless you actually sew the whole thing down. Vafilu meruach achas, even from one side, which would mean, let us say you folded the beged and then you sewed one side of it, which means the other side and the end are open. Right? A beged has four sides. You went and folded it, so one side is now folded. You then went and sewed it, you sewed a side adjacent to the fold. So one side's folded, one side's sewn, and two sides are open. According to the way the Mechaber learns it, the halachi is afilu meruach echad. The halachi is that is considered sewn down. The new corners of the beged are at the fold. In the Bir Halacha, he offers an alternative shot in this. The words of Ruach Echad actually originate in the Rambam. The Bir Halacha wants to say that all the Rambam meant was that the sewing was not done in a way where it's really good. It's a little more haphazard. Namely, you only stitched it once. You didn't come back over again with the needle a second time to stitch the gaps. Which means that if you look at it on either side, you have sewing space, sewing space, sewing space, as opposed to tfira from both sides, which is when you come back and sew it again, and there you have no spaces. It's just sewing and sewing and sewing. What the Rambam means is that if you sewed it down completely, but your stitching was only one-sided stitching, that would be sufficient. Now, according to this pshat, it would not be enough if you just sew it down at the side. You would actually have to sew it from all three sides in order for us to consider the fold the end of the beged. The Bir Halachi offers such a pshat. So the halachi is that if it's sewn, we would then consider the edges of this beged, the folds, and then you would put your tzitzis on there. Then we go a little bit further, and the Mechaber says, Hitil tzitzis al tzitzis. You have tzitzis on your beged. You went and you put another pair of tzitzis on them. In other words, another set of tzitzis strings you put on your tzitzis. Now the halacha is you're not supposed to have two. There's an Isra of Baltosif, you're not supposed to have extra tzitzis. So what do you do? So you're going to have to cut one off. So the Mechaber says, Hitol tzitzis al tzitzis, im niskaven levatel harishona. If your kavana was, I no longer want my first tzitzis to be the mitzvah ones, I want the second one to be. So the halach is chotech harishona ukshera. You are allowed to cut off the first ones then. The second ones will remain your kasher tzitzis, and that's fine. Vim niskaven lahosif. What happens if your kavana was to break the Isser of Baal Tosef? You wanted two sets of tzitzis on every corner. Says the Mechaber, Afal pisha chotach echas mishteyem psula. The Mechaber shita is that the tzitzis become tzitzis that are pusul, and regardless of which one you cut off, it would not be good. The Ramah says, Hagav yesh machshirin b'chol inyin. The Ramah's shita is that in all cases it would be all right, meaning it doesn't make a difference which tzitzis you cut off. If you cut off either one of them, the halachi is that it is kosher. V'chein ikar, and that is the ikar adin. Whereas kodem shechotach harishon is possible chalim. So long as you have two pairs of tzitzis there, it is possible. When you cut one off and it doesn't make a difference which one of them, the halacha is that it would be good. So, la halacha, according to the Ramah, if you put an extra pair of tzitzis, an extra set of tzitzis in all the holes, the halacha is that so long as you cut off one of them, it's kosher. Until you cut off that one, it is pusul, because you have an extra set there. Yeah, that was Sif Vav, which brings us now to Sif Zayin. This simon is dealing with the kanfos, with the halacha that you need four kanfos. Kanfos are corners. Says the Mechaber, Malbushim shehim psuchim min hatzadim lemato. If we're talking about a beged, now let's just consider a case of a talis cotton today, the way a talis cotton looks, where what you have is this piece of material with a hole for the neck, and you put your head through it, and you get part of the beged in front of you and part of the beged behind you, and the sides are completely open. So you have four real corners. Well, what if the top, the sides, are sewn up on top? You've got little openings on the sides, on the bottom of the sides, but the top of the sides are sewn up. So this is a case of stumim lemala and psuchim lemata. Do we consider these four corners actual corners, or do we say no? It's just that you cut edges into your beged, but your beged doesn't really have four corners. It is a closed beged. It's as if we look at the whole thing as one big round closed thing and doesn't have any corners. Says the Mechaber, Imrubo sosum potter vimrubo pasua chayiv. We would only consider the corners if the slits on the side go rove of the way up. Only if most of it is open do we consider this a four-cornered garment, as opposed to a completely closed garment with no corners whatsoever. So again, if most of the way up on the sides it is open, we would consider it a four-cornered garment that is chayiv betzitzis, whereas if you don't have it open most of the way, then it is not chayiv betzitzis. Fin chetziyav sosum v'chetziyav pasuach. What if it's exactly 50-50? In other words, what do you need here? It is that when the majority is sewn, we don't say it has corners, or when the majority is open, it does have corners. What if you have no majority in either direction? Matilin oso l'chumra, the chayiv betzitzis vein yotzim bo b'shabbos. What is that? We consider this a case where you have to be machmir in either direction. You cannot wear it without tzitzis, and yet you cannot wear it with tzitzis on Shabbos, because in case it doesn't really need tzitzis, then by wearing this on Shabbos, you are carrying strings that are unnecessary. Now, even though, generally speaking, all the different parts of a beged are considered part of the clothing, I'm wearing an article of clothing on Shabbos, what's wrong with that? The tzitzis are too chashuv to be botel to your beged. They stand out on their own. It would be considered carrying them on Shabbos that they're unnecessary. So if you're talking about a garment which has slits on the sides, but does not go the majority way up, it goes up exactly halfway, you'd have to put tzitzis on it, obviously you wouldn't make a bracha, and you could not wear this beged with its tzitzis on Shabbos. Couldn't wear it without the tzitzis, couldn't walk outside in a place without an erev with the tzitzis. Now, what happens if you put little hooks to keep something closed? What is the halacha there? The Mishnah Berurah will discuss this in a little more detail later, actually in the next sif. But for the time being, the Mishnah Berurah says here that if you're talking about simple hooks that are very simple to open up, then they're considered open. You don't have to have your beged flying all over the place. You are allowed to put hooks to keep it together. Whereas if the hooks are bent in a way that it takes a certain effort to really open them, then we would consider it closed. Now, in the case of a beged that was not open most of the way up, and you put tzitzis on the beged, and then you found out the halacha, so you went and you made the slit go higher. So you had a beged with a small slit, you thought you had four corners, you put tzitzis in there, found out the halacha that if it's not slit most of the way up, we would not consider that a beged of four kamfas. So after you had the tzitzis on there, you went and extended the slits. The halacha is that those tzitzis are pasul, it is tasev alo min ha'asui. They were put on at a time that your beged was not chayev b'tzitzis. So the fact that you later made it chayev b'tzitzis does not make your tzitzis kosher. They were never put on there at a time of chiyuv. So first you've got to make the slits, and only later can you put on the tzitzis, not vice versa. In the case of, say, that beged I was describing, a talus cotton that is sewn, now you've got arms. What's with the holes where the arms come out of? So if it is sewn under the armholes, the halacha is that we consider where the arms come out of those holes as if they're closed. Meaning the normal way of wearing the beged is that you put your arm through it. So that if it's sewn under the hole for the arm, we would consider it closed the whole way up. So what you would need is a majority that is open beneath the sewing under the arm. So in a beged, a regular talus cotton, where you do not have sewing underneath where the arms come out, there we would count rove of the beged going from the bottom to the top. And if you decide to sew it up one way or another, the halacha is that most of it would have to be open. Whereas in the case where you sew it under the armhole counts as sosum. You would have to have the majority open, not counting the hole for the arm. And once again, if you didn't sew it, you just put some hooks there that come open easily, it is considered open, and it is definitely chayev b'tzitzis. Now the halacha was, in the case of something that is exactly halfway, the slit is halfway up, you're not to wear that on Shabbos in a place without an erev. The Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions in wearing that in a place without an erev that doesn't really have a rishus harabim d'oraisa. Small streets that are generally considered karmelis. We're not learning Hilchos Shabbos now, so one would really have to understand what that entails. But if you're talking about, say, a small place that has small streets, where those streets are karmelis, carrying in them on Shabbos is not a darais, it's a darabanan. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be in favor of the poskim who hold that you could wear such a beged in the street on Shabbos in a karmelis.